Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Speak today on the subject of kingdom lifestyles. Kingdom lifestyles. Let me remind you that we are not of this earth. We belong somewhere. It is called the kingdom of God. But God has allowed us to be here, to be born on this earth, so that we can reflect kingdom life on this earth. That is his eternal purpose for us. There is nothing greater than this purpose. That is why today I want us to learn how to live the kingdom life. Are you ready for it? I said, are you ready for it? The opposite is living like a human being. Without the sweet influences of the kingdom of God in your life. So today I'm going to share with you kingdom words that if you walk in, you exemplify the kingdom life through those kingdom words. We will read from Luke chapter 14 and then verse 15 all the way to verse 24. Jesus gives a very beautiful parable. Now, the scripture says that, now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. So this person who was eating with Jesus said to Jesus, because they were eating food, that blessed is the person who eat bread in heaven. In other words, this person was transferring his life to the kingdom life. The life that he had to live now, he was referring it to the future when he will eat bread in the kingdom of heaven. But Jesus Christ brought his mind back to this earth. Because he knew that his kingdom is for the earth. So he gave him a parable to the effect that he should taste the kingdom life now. So Jesus Christ said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many and sent a servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Please note it. He says it's now ready. It's not going to be ready tomorrow. Jesus was saying that the kingdom life is now ready. You just have to reach out your hand, take from the kingdom table, and taste the kingdom life. Let's read on. Now they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must go and see it. This is somebody or groups of people
who
are committed to the natural order of being human. That was their excuse for not enjoying the kingdom of God. Being human. It's an excuse not to enjoy the kingdom now. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I am going to test them. I asked you to have me excused. This is the class of people who are committed to the traditional economic order of working. If you are committed to the traditional way that human beings work, and not the kingdom way we must work, you excuse yourself from the kingdom life now. So that servant came, okay, let's finish it. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. These are the people who are committed to the social order of pleasing mankind, especially those close to them. If you want to be a man pleaser, if you want to respect the right of everybody who is a human being on this earth, no matter what that right is.
Now what do you say? You see the right of me saying
if you are a wife, you are a husband, you are a child who is always insisting on your right to your husband, to your wife, to your father, you excuse yourself from the kingdom of God. These 3 ways are ways that you can exclude yourself from enjoying the kingdom life of heaven on earth within and without now. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets. Go to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men, nobody who is committed to the natural order of being a human being, nobody who is committed to the natural or traditional order of working,
No baby ara so de na dwe to ho se me nipa e wo se me adwuma se de wo se me.
Nobody who is committed to the social order of pleasing mankind.
Obi biara onu so ne de ne se wo hwe nipa na wa ye de nipa be ka se wa ye ade enkuto nu.
It says none of those men
wo se sa for me nsan
who were invited shall taste my supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ordinarily, this parable is about Israel's refusal to accept the kingdom of God and God turning to the Gentiles, who are the poor, the lame, the blind, the maimed, and they enjoying the kingdom of God.
Israel for a woman poor and uncle Ponsem. No, Namiaba and Memufumo. Now I befer one more. One more, and one dear one more to me, Nanti. One more, I come on who some memufor say I'm Rana Yamatu Sendi.
It also refers to preaching the word of God, the gospel of the kingdom to unbelievers.
A Jahosu Mawoka, when uncle Ponsem Natra and Yenifo.
But beyond this,
Nayakotra,
Jesus was teaching a deeper lesson.
Nana Yesu Watra, some Mudo.
About how not to enjoy the kingdom. About a lifestyle that will not let you enjoy the kingdom life of God's rule, God's realm, and God's royalty now.
Akwenja edahwa ebetu memo ahwere akwanya wonjankopon na de nepe se ono ankasa edi hini wo wabrabo mo ono ankasa ne mpempenso a wo no ono ankasa ema kwan na wo suwanya emu akwanja ni bi.
At the same time he was teaching about how to enjoy it.
Na no wa chan akwanya ye befa so ama ye ni ajimu bi.
Lifestyles, way of living now that will let you taste the kingdom life.
Akwanya befa so abo obra ena Abema wusu wetu mi atide ewa hinie nimu bi.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is why I want to talk to you about kingdom lifestyles from this. We want to look at two lifestyles today. And they are the lifestyle that was found in the streets.
Na we ya abrabua yehunu wa abontene so.
And the lanes. They were the first place that the master, when he was angry, said, go to the streets, go to the lanes, and bring the people in the street, bring the people in the lane, so that they will come and enjoy the kingdom of God. When they brought those people to the house, the kingdom table, there was still room in the party. There was still vacancy around. So the master said that, go to the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house will be full. I want you to understand that the kingdom life is prepared by God and has completed the life by Jesus saying it is finished on the cross, and he has laid the table before mankind that come and enjoy the kingdom life. Don't say that blessed are those who eat bread in the kingdom of God, the kingdom future. Don't just postpone it to when we go to heaven as believers. But you can have a lifestyle. We are first of all going to look at the street lifestyle. A lifestyle that if you have, you can partake in the kingdom table, enjoy the kingdom life now. So I want you to understand that the people who came from the streets and from the lanes, they were described. They were poor. They were maimed. They were lame, they couldn't walk. And they were blind. But they were the people who enjoyed kingdom life. God is trying to tell us something. That it doesn't matter your financial position now. You may be poor now. But you can enjoy kingdom life. Because God has made the poor of this world to be rich in faith.
Hallelujah.
And heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him. This is in James chapter 2 verse 5. So no matter your financial challenge, no matter how handicapped you are financially, he has invited you to join the kingdom life
now.
Hallelujah. No matter how you are physically challenged.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, there are some people who are maimed. Somebody who is maimed is a human being who has one of his limbs or members chopped off. You know, like you have somebody, he has only got one hand. One hand has been cut off. You can say that the person is maimed.
Alright.
So he says that let the maimed people even enjoy kingdom life. Because some of you listening to me, you say to yourself that, oh, me, I don't have certain natural support systems in my life. Maybe I'm a widow. My husband is dead. I am maimed. I have been cut off. One hand is off. Yeah, maybe you say that my wife is no more. Maybe my wife is around, but she doesn't mind me. So it looks like your wife has been cut off you. Jesus said, bring the maimed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some people, you are orphans, your mother is no more, your father is no more, your benefactor who was maybe your uncle or your big brother who promised you is no more. You are maimed in life, but God says that go and bring them. No matter who you are, you may be blind. Some people are economically just blind. It is not their fault. Business is not in their family. Have you come across people like that? You go to them and you see that, oh, this is the area you are living. This is an opportunity for you to do this economic venture.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for you to do that, but they don't see it.
What to me will be? Sister, They just can't
see any business opportunity.
There are some
people too, by virtue of the families that they are in, wherever they go, they see economic, commercial ventures that they engage in.
Maybe you are
listening to me, and as for you, unless somebody tells you, do this and do that, before you can see, naturally, it's natural. Unless somebody comes to you and say that, hey, this your son can do this, he can do that, and he can do that. But as for you, you are a parent, but you don't see anything.
The
master of the party.
He says that
if even you are not business
inclined. As for you,
you were born a
teacher.
A verbal teacher.
And
a teacher you
shall be. But
God says, I come to the kingdom
table.
Don't exclude them.
May you almost sound
fit. He says, bring the blind.
Those
who can see opportunities around
them. And
then he said
that
you should bring the people who are having problems with walking in life.
They
are lame.
They
cannot walk.
Unless
you carry them, they can't go anywhere.
Have
you come across people like that?
They
don't make any progress in their life.
They
are still at one place. Unless by grace you go and take them and put them maybe 6 feet from where they are, they can't go there. You are listening to me today, and you find yourself like that. That somebody must carry you always
in order
for you to make progress in your life. I came to assure you
that
the kingdom of God is for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Receive it. Amen.
Says, I go to the streets and bring all these people. Nothing physical that they have should be a hindrance. What is important is that they must be in the streets. Ladies and gentlemen, let me talk to you a little about streets. Streets of cities. They are the first place whose people enjoy the kingdom feast. The positive thing about a street is that it is planned. No street is done arbitrarily. Street of a city. Not the street of a village. Even the village ones are planned. If you see the master plan, you see that although people are built in the street way, but there is a plan. Street is talking to us about people who live in planned areas.
Or
better still, people who live in a plan. Because they live in the street. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me talk to you a little about how you must have a kingdom lifestyle of planning in order for you to enjoy the kingdom table that God has spread before every human being, irrespective of your skin color, you can enjoy
it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Planning is the first activity of human life. Birds do not have to plan. Fishes do not have to plan. Goats do not have to plan. But human beings are supposed to plan. They are the first order of things that distinguishes you from all those other lower creatures I have mentioned. So if you do not have a plan, if you are living like any other creature apart from the human being that God created, you are refusing yourself kingdom life. Planning is a deliberate mental exercise with timelines. I will say it again. If you are listening, you can hear me. You need to have a mental picture. You need to exercise your mind. You need a mental exercise with timelines. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The beginning of a kingdom life, it starts in the mind. Where the battle of life is waged. So you must win mentally. You must win in this life in your mind. Before you can win it practically in your life.
Wow. Ansana wa brabom no watumi adinkunim.
You cannot jump this. I said you cannot jump this. He said that none of those people who gave those three excuses, they will not taste my kingdom life.
Wase wonu ma wo ma say sanyo ma miensa we eya kwansidie no enya de ahine no mo benyankate.
But the people who live in a plan.
Na wonu ma wo wa brabo a omo asiesie mu.
Provided I can find them in a plan, irrespective of whether they are blind, okay, whether they are lame, okay, whether they are maimed, okay, all that I need is that they must have a plan in their life.
En fa ho nia eya ka mo nipa no ho. Se wo nia na tena se e de na dwuna ya dwuma ahyese bibidia.
Some of us, we have won the battle spiritually. Actually, I should say, the Lord Jesus has won the battle in spirit for us. That is why we are born again. But we need to win the battle in our minds. We need to win mentally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. So he says, go to the streets. Go to the people who are living in a plan. They are going to enjoy the kingdom table. Without a plan in your life, you cannot be disciplined. Or your discipline is not guaranteed. I will take it later on. But I want us to know the first things we have to plan. I'll just take you through the first thing you have to plan. Because many times you have to take the step with people. And when you show them the first thing to do, then they can follow on. My question is that what are the first things you have to plan in your life? Is it the long term? Or the short term? Is it the future? Or the immediate? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it the big issues? Oh, the small issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to plan the long term first. You have to plan the future from 10 years going up to 100 years first. But some people do it the opposite way. That is a religious way of doing it. The kingdom way of having a kingdom plan is to start with the future first. The future that goes way into the kingdom future, eternity first. So you must get your eternity settled. You must get, what kind of life do I want in my eternity? You must settle it now. Because all other things should feed this future long-term plan. Don't start with the short term. What will we eat tomorrow in this family? What will I wear tomorrow when it is Carol's night?
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.